Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 23rd. You'll be interested to know, 178 years ago, today in 1846, astronomer Johann Gottfried Galle became the first person ever to observe the planet Neptune, the existence of which had been mathematically predicted by Urbain Jean Joseph Le Verrier and John Couch Adams. This remarkable discovery expanded our understanding of the solar system and highlighted the power of mathematical prediction in astronomy. And tomorrow, we'll dive into the first observation of Uranus.
Alrighty then.
And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of morning rain before 9, then mostly cloudy skies, with a high around 66 and a gentle northeast breeze. Tonight, expect more cloudy skies with a low of 55 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 9:45 with a high tide at 11:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Tuesday with highs around 66 degrees and a light northeast wind. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows near 57 degrees. A chance of rain showers returns Wednesday through Friday with temperatures reaching the upper 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a lawyer who represented Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger has been appointed to prosecute Karen Reed in her retrial. Reed's previous murder trial regarding the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend ended in a hung jury. Norfolk County, Massachusetts, District Attorney Michael Morrissey announced that Attorney Hank Brennan will serve as Special Assistant District Attorney for this case. Brennan pledged to ensure that Reed receives a fair trial and emphasized his commitment to presenting all relevant facts surrounding the death of John O'Keefe meticulously, ethically, and zealously. Now on to sports. Last night on Sunday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs improved to 3-0 with a narrow 22-17 victory over the Atlanta Falcons. The Chiefs' defense came up big with a crucial fourth down stop late in the game to seal the win, while Patrick Mahomes connected with Juju Smith-Schuster for a touchdown. In another thrilling matchup, the Ravens held off the Cowboys for a 28-25 victory. Derrick Henry's powerful 26-yard touchdown run helped Baltimore secure their first win of the season. Tonight, on Monday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills, who are riding a 2-0 start, will host the winless Jacksonville Jaguars. Buffalo's defense, led by Von Miller, aims to continue their dominant play, while quarterback Josh Allen leads a high-powered offense. The Jaguars, still searching for their first win, hope Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne can spark a much-needed turnaround. In local sports, this weekend, Boston College pulled off an emotional comeback, defeating Michigan State 23-19 in the annual Red Bandana game. Down by 3 late in the fourth quarter, Thomas Castellanos threw a 42-yard touchdown pass to Lewis Bond with just 88 seconds remaining. The Eagles' defense held strong to secure the win, improving BC's record to 3-1. Castellanos threw for 292 yards and two touchdowns, while Treshawn Ward added a rushing touchdown. Boston College now looks ahead to hosting Western Kentucky this Saturday at noon, with a strong chance of continuing their winning streak. On the diamond, the Red Sox swept a doubleheader against the Minnesota Twins on Sunday. Tristan Casas was the star in the opener, hitting three home runs and driving in seven runs in Boston's 8-1 win. In the nightcap, Rony Gonzalez took over, hitting a three-run homer to lead Boston to a 9-3 victory. The Red Sox have now won four straight, sitting at 78-78. Tonight, they face the Blue Jays in a pivotal game, with Tanner Houck taking the mound. In top news, in a revealing exploration, a recent essay discusses how pediatricians may have unintentionally contributed to the peanut allergy epidemic. By advising parents to avoid exposing children to peanuts until the age of three, doctors transformed a rare issue into a widespread health concern. Observations from two students, Asunganiya Minkeng and Faith Magwenzi, highlight the perplexing prevalence of peanut allergies in the United States, contrasting it with their experiences in Africa, where such allergies are virtually non-existent. This situation raises questions about dietary practices and public health policies in America as the fear surrounding peanut allergies grows. In business news, Boeing has announced the departure of Ted Colbert, CEO of Boeing Defense, Space & Security, marking a significant shift in upper management. While many may point to the failed test flight of the Starliner as the main reason, this explanation oversimplifies the situation. New CEO Kelly Ortberg's first major interaction with the division was indeed during this incident, which may have been the tipping point. The Starliner, a reusable space capsule designed to compete with SpaceX's Dragon capsule, is part of NASA's Commercial Crew Transport program, but has faced numerous delays since its contract award in 2014. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $63,000. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $145. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Lehigh Valley Health Network will pay $65 million after hackers leaked nude patient photos, highlighting the serious risks of cyber attacks for healthcare organizations. In March 2023, a Pennsylvania woman, referred to as Jane Doe, learned that hackers had obtained and posted her naked photos while she underwent radiation treatments. The health network refused to pay a ransom of more than $5 million. Jane Doe, in her 50s, became the lead plaintiff in a class action lawsuit, claiming that the organization failed to protect sensitive patient information. This incident underscores the alarming frequency of such breaches in American healthcare. And in entertainment news, New Kids on the Block are heading to Las Vegas with The Right Stuff for their first ever residency in Sin City. On September 19th, the iconic group from Dorchester, Massachusetts, announced this exciting venture. In 2025, they will call Las Vegas home, performing at the Dolby Live at Park MGM during the months of June, July, and November. This venue also hosts Mariah Carey's residency. While there is no guarantee of a surprise appearance from former member Mark Wahlberg, Donnie Wahlberg promises a cherished and immersive experience, stating they aim to elevate their performance and fan interaction to the next level. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the French novelist and pioneer of science fiction, Jules Verne. And he said, "Put two ships in the open sea, without wind or tide, and at last they will come together. Throw two planets into space, and they will fall one on the other. Place two enemies in the midst of a crowd, and they will inevitably meet. It is a fatality, a question of time. That is all." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.